So today I will be talking about oh dear, LeVon Brooks. So if you've watched, I think, The Innocence Project, I don't know what the right word would be. But yeah, you'll learn a lot today, about a lot of things. So this actually, instead of me like bashing, okay, not bashing, I don't think I bash anyone. If I do, sorry. Instead of me getting mad at like or creeped out about the guy, I'm gonna be like really ticked about forensics. So yeah. So LeVon Brooks was very wrongfully accused of the rape and murder of his ex-girlfriend's daughter, Courtney Smith. And due to this, he was in prison for 16 years. 16. He first started out as the suspect because, ex-boyfriend. So, yeah. So, some experts, whatever, on the case were Dr. Michael West, who analyzed the bite marks on Courtney's body. There was also Dr. Stephen Hain, who had said there were bite marks on the body. I'm not for sure if there are. But the bite marks. Okay, I don't really know. Dr. Steve Payne, like, I don't really know. Like, if he says there's bite marks, okay. But then he went to a specialist. That's where I think I get like really mad at him, and said he analyzed the teeth marks, like made impressions and everything, and then he. And LeVon was like, I'm innocent, and he proved it. He gave, okay, correction, he did not prove it. Later on, it was proven for him, but he gave his impressions and everything. And the impressions didn't even match. Like, not even close. I don't know who analyzed them, like, later on, but, like, they did not match what. That's where it caught me so mad. But, like, they didn't even match. So, like, there was also DNA found on her due to her being raped. She was six. I think maybe what threw the court was the 6 year. Okay, Courtney's sister, who was 6 years old, identified Brooks being the one to kidnap Courtney. I think. I don't really know what to say to that, and I know it wasn't her. The guy who really did it was found later. It's just really sad to know that what happened to him, and I wish someone, I don't know, but there was actually a similar case where little girl was found dead and had bite marks all over her, and also other said guy was also put in jail. Don't know how long, but yeah. So, finally people were like, hey, these people really have a weird case. So, lawyers took it up, and they were proven innocent, thankfully. I don't really think our nation did right. Like, they awarded him like what, 500,000 for putting away for 16 years. Like, that is not enough to cover what he could have seen in prison, what he could have been exposed to. No man should have to go through that because some idiot couldn't do their job. I think what got me really mad was the guys were still able to practice once all this was over. I doubt LaVon Brooks would ever hear this. Highly, 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 highly doubt it. But I want to say I'm so sorry, man. I wish. You've probably heard that a lot, too. Man, it stinks. And I really hope that you, and at least I think you've made it aware, like, you've given awareness to, like, oh, it's possible for things like this to happen. You've given awareness, but I just hope, like, the message gets received more than it probably has. And I'm so sorry, dude. I'm glad the guy was really caught. It was really actually Courtney's, the victim's mother's neighbor who did it. His name was Justin Albert Johnson. Don't know if I mentioned him yet. He later on confessed to doing the crimes of both the little girls. Both of the men were released. Men meaning LaVon Brooks and the other guy. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. And I'm so sorry, dude. I doubt you'll also ever hear this, but nothing. My apology will mean nothing. But I just want to say, dude, yeah. So, at first, LaVon was convicted and sentenced in life in prison. Luckily, Johnson was later convicted for the murder. The case is so famous is not because one, but two men were put behind bars because of two idiots that they thought they knew what they were doing. Dot, dot, dot. No, they didn't. So yeah, that is today's episode. I hope you can go watch Innocence Files. Apparently that is an episode on there. I've heard it's really good. I have not been able to watch it yet. But I can't wait. I'm looking forward to one day. I just wanted to throw like the awareness out there. Yeah, we're not all perfect in everything. But also, like, make yourself aware what's going on if you're ever like in a situation like this. And I know LaVon Brooks probably might not have. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about that. But I'm just thankful he was eventually allowed to get out. But man, 16 years behind bars for doing something you never did. And probably what else stinks is he might have looked at that little girl like his own daughter. And he was convicted of her murder. That's all for today. Thank you.